Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie. Hello, Rashida.
Hey, Lauren. How's it going?
Good. What's up with you today?
Oh, today's been a full day. And we're recording at a different time, which is feels weird. But it's been a full day because I had this amazing session with a client. It was our last coaching session in his package. And I did a reading for him. And I ended it with a massage. And it was just this like really good completion feeling. And so, you know, me as a Manjin, like my interests are everywhere. And I feel like I want to cultivate something like that for the world, because this is amazing. So yeah, I've had a full day. How about you?
That sounds like the best thing ever. It's a reading and a massage. Yeah, it's been a full day as well of mastermind I'm in. So meeting with them and momming and doing all the things. So I'm excited to like pause for a minute and record with you and do some energy reading today.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this evening because I have a special guest on, Ryan Moses Hedrick. She is a longtime friend of mine. And you know, we've been going through this like intuitive school and we have to have all the practice. So I put like a blast message out to all the friends like, hey, can I read you? And Ryan was like, sure, I want in on this. And I asked her to be on the pod. So I think we could really help her and our listeners can gain some insight as well. Hey, Ryan, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Super excited to be here. I feel famous.
And Ryan has actually been on TV before. She's like super creative. She does murals in Richmond. So we'll make sure to put her link in the show notes so you can check her out, because she's awesome and amazing and super creative. So would love for y'all to step into her energy and feel her out. So Ryan, I know we spoke a little bit before this, but why don't you just kind of like let us know what you would like Lauren and I to help you out with today?
Yeah, so you mentioned being a creative. And so I think my question or how I'm feeling kind of deals around that. I feel like I'm never content with one project or direction in my life. And so I like have to always question myself of like, do I follow through? If I stop, am I stopping too early? Is this just me? Do I like bouncing around? And that's what brings me like, I don't know, contentment.
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely a solid question, especially when we come from a space of, you know, you're supposed to have this thing that you do for like 30 something years, right? And that's what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to love it and you're supposed to be fine with it. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say it. That's not true for a lot of us. and honestly, it's a little unrealistic for some of us too. And as you probably have seen, you've been trying to put yourself in a situation of like, want to just do this one thing and it's kind of taxing on you, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. But that's so scary because I'm like, am I non-committal or I don't know.
Yeah.
Help me out.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll definitely coach you a little bit on this podcast episode. But for anyone listening, Ryan actually allowed us to ground with her earlier and Lauren and I got to read her energy. So we're going to go through the chakra reading like we did before on the pod. And then we'll check in with Ryan throughout, see if what's resonating and kind of do a little coaching around that to kind of give her some clarity around this feeling. How does that sound to you, Ryan?
I am excited and up for it.
Okay, awesome. Well, Lauren, do you mind starting us off?
Sure. I don't mind at all. Welcome, Ryan. And thank you so much for letting us read your energy. And on top of that, letting us do it and share this with people.
It's all right. Open book here.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. It's a vulnerable thing to do, but it's really nice to, we'll get into this aspect of you, but it's really good to share yourself with people, and it gives people permission to also like be in that vulnerable space where they're more open and authentic. And I think that's part of like part of who you are. So I have been, when I'm doing these chakra readings lately, tapping into your inner goddess. So every person that I'm reading has an inner goddess, or it's this like expression of their highest self, but in like a feminine state. So I met with her first, and then she helped me out with the reading. So I'll talk a little bit about her. And then I actually read from crown to root today. Rashida, which way did you go?
Yeah, I did the same.
Okay. So we'll go that direction today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do both, but I don't know why, it just was what was calling to me. So I think I'll start with her inner goddess and then go into her crown, and then I'll pass it on to you.
Sounds good.
Okay. So the word that came up when I saw your inner goddess, and I actually had to like look it up because I know the meaning of the word, but didn't totally know the meaning of the word, is mercurial. And the way that she appeared for me was like molten mercury, like shiny silver, moving around and like mirroring everything around her with lots of flashes of like purple too. And I couldn't really get like a form on her because she's like a shapeshifter, just like moving and flowing. And I saw her like, she had purple flowers around her the whole time. And I saw her kind of like laughing and dancing. And the more she was laughing and dancing, the more form that she had. And she almost looked like, have you ever seen like the end of Moana where there's like the island that's the goddess, and she has like her flower crown and stuff? She almost looked kind of like that, except still made of that like molten moving silver. So that was really cool. She's highly intuitive, highly sensitive, and in that sensitivity she like is able to mirror the world around her. I'll get into this later, but it's like almost by like embodying her and being yourself, it gives other people like that view of themselves, that they can also be that, like be in their goddess, be in their light, be in their creativity, whatever it is like you're shining back at them. So I thought that was really cool about your energy. And yeah, there's something about like the way, yeah, the way she, when she's dancing and having fun, she becomes more solid. So it isn't saying anything about that like mercurial state being bad necessarily. It's more just like how to integrate it. And I think we'll talk about that through your chakra reading today, like how to harness that like multifaceted aspect of you. And she's here to help with that too. I looked up mercurial. It means like shifting and changing. It also can mean like volatile or like emotions all over the place. So I don't know if I see like that necessarily, but it was kind of like, yeah, just constantly transforming in a way. So we moved to your crown chakra from there, and I saw like purple flowers kind of floating up from your crown. So similar to the inner goddess, and like golden sunshine also like pouring out and in. And what I saw was like a spiral that was like going into your crown and down, like kind of fast, like spiraling down, not like a tornado, but almost like a helix or something like that. And to me, that represented like this vast amount of inspiration that's constantly flowing in through your crown. Your inner goddess confirmed that too. And I asked like, what do you do with this? And she says, accept it and dance with the inspiration. So it's that like, that dancing again, that dancing in the joy. It's like welcoming the inspiration in, if that makes sense. I'll stop there for the crown. Rashida. Yeah.
So, and what I love about this is Lauren is doing her readings a little bit differently. She's talking to your inner goddess, and I get to like hang out with your spirit team. And so before I got started, I called on your spirit team to come in and help. And there was two people that came in, feminine energy and a masculine energy. The masculine energy, he was kind of tall, very stoic and quiet. He had like a young feel to him. And he didn't really give much, but it was like this, like, I'm here supporting type of vibe. And then I got like a, almost like a grandmother energy, very soft and also very quiet. But, and this is the first time this happened. She was like sitting on a stool, like a little chair, and she had a cane, which is pretty cool. But very just like, a matriarchal vibe, but like, I speak through, my power is by not speaking, like just my presence is kind of like the feeling I got from her. So when I tapped into your crown chakra, I really got like, initially it was like this cloud that was over it, and not so much a bad cloud, but like a cloud that had just like, so it almost felt like a cloud that was like burst with rain. But I took that as like, your crown is very open and you are receiving so much, and almost so much that in the feeling that I'm getting, like, you just don't know like how to process or what to do with it yet. And Lauren, if you don't mind, I do want to go to the next one real quick.
Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't know what to do or process. So it's just like, it's just sitting here waiting for these downloads to come through. And as I was looking into your third eye was open. It was bright, brilliant purple. But this, there's something with this channel. Like, so your crown chakra is where you receive the downloads, and your third eye is kind of like where you intuit it, like, you know, really understand it, like kind of think about it. And for some odd reason, you're not like allowing all this information to like come through yet. So I got something a little bit different than Lauren. And I guess the question that I have for you, Ryan, is, do you feel like, let me sit with this real quick. The things that are coming through to you, do you always feel like you have to do something with them?
I'd say yes. A lot of the times I feel like it's time sensitive, even though there really isn't a time. It's, I just don't want to miss the moment. But I feel like I can't do all of it at once. And so I kind of just stop myself from doing a lot of it.
That might be like that cloud aspect that I was getting of, like, that's like your bank almost.
Right.
That's not coming through. Okay. Gosh,
lots of ideas.
Yes. Okay. Lauren.
Sure. When I tapped into your third eye, it was very, very like objective. I don't know how to, there's this energy I tap into sometimes with the third eye, and it almost seems like alien or something like that. Like, it looked kind of snake-like to me. I'm not saying that that's who you are, but it's very like I'm observing everything and without judgment. And it just has this like ancient feel to it. I saw when I zoomed out a little bit, I saw Rashida, a cloud around it, almost like a cloud of like dust to me. And I asked to see what that was about, or like how to release that cloud. Cause like a cloud or some sort of veil usually means like there's something like not coming through. There's some sort of blockage. And your inner goddess said that you need to like release emotions. So she saw, I saw her like, it's funny. The inner goddess is always like pantomime to me. So that's how they communicate, but it was almost like crying. Like there's some sort of emotional release that needs to happen. And maybe we'll get to it as we get further down. That will maybe help you. Okay. I think the thing is that the intuition is there. The wisdom is there. The visioning is there. There's a lack of trust though. And that's kind of what that cloud is. So there might need to be some sort of like there might be some like emotion or something stuck in your body that's not allowing you to fully trust your inner voice. And to find like maybe the discernment that you're looking for when it comes to what to listen to and what not. Does that resonate in any way?
I find myself not being as confident in my abilities. The whole world's around me and I'm looking at it and looking at all these great people. And so I am constantly talking with myself to, you know, allow myself a bit of grace that these people have obviously been at their crafts for a long time. And that's why they're so wonderful and great. And if I would allow myself to do that, then I can also be there. But there's always that hesitation and not that I feel like I'm trying to impress anybody. I think I'm just trying to impress myself. And I feel like I'll let myself down.
Mm. So there's comparison, which says to me like, yeah, you're not seeing everything because that's really selective perception. You're not honing in like on your own greatness and the beauty that's really in everything and everyone. And it's kind of like, why not you? Why not you too? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rashida, do you want to go down to the throat or should I?
Yeah, I can start because maybe you can pull. And this might play into what we were just talking about. So when I tapped into your throat chakra, I immediately started like clearing my throat. I just felt like this like ball like there. Like I wanted to like say something, but I just had to like keep clearing and keep clearing. And I had this feeling of like, I want to, but I'm unsure. So when I get that feeling, it's like it's almost like you know what you want to do, but you have this like, you're not sure, one, maybe how to express it, like how to actually bring that through. And two, you're not sure if you're even allowed to. So this clearing of the throat, for me, it's like this practice of you really needing to activate this throat space. You really need to ask not just the people around you, but yourself, like, what do you really want? And what is like your truth? Like, what is your true thing? And not so much, maybe not so much comparing. And I know you were talking about like the art piece, but not comparing what your life is supposed to look like to anybody else's, because this is your own journey. Really speaking that out, like of what you want. So that's kind of what I pulled from that area. Lauren, do you have?
Yeah. And I want to say something before we begin. So for anyone listening and for you, Ryan, like Rashida and I are clearly describing like different things. The chakras are energy. They're not a visual necessarily. And the way we see things are basically like, it's just the way that we see the energy so that we can communicate in a way that makes sense. And it's like the energy communicates with us in a way that it will make sense to us. So if it ever seems kind of confusing, just know like you can have 100 people read your chakras and they're all going to see something different. So that's just part of the process, which is why it's so fun for Rashida and I think to read together. Cause we're like, oh man, that's what you saw. But it always like does pull together and make sense. So the throat, I saw like sparks. It was like sparks coming off of it, almost as though like it's like through the frequency of the throat, there should be like a current that doesn't stop, but there was some sort of like miswiring or something like that, that was kind of like stopping the current and making it spark. And yeah, something not wired correctly. It was like bursts of energy instead of a flowing current, like I just said. So I wonder like in your communication, if it works that way where there's like maybe a burst of inspiration and then it stops for a while and it just doesn't feel consistent to you maybe. And I asked your inner goddess what you can do to help, you know, bring that wiring together and get things flowing. And her suggestion was actually like meditation and time and quiet, where you're really like, one, like noticing the programming in your mind. So when we're quiet, we can like hear what our mind is saying all the time, which is not always a pleasant sensation, but we learn to observe it objectively. And when you're able to do that, then you can start rewiring the thoughts a little bit. Like, I am enough. My art is worthy. You know, but you can discern like what needs to be acted upon and what can be let go. So meditation is a really helpful tool for that, whatever kind of meditation resonates with you. And she also is doing like Ujjayi breath. Are you familiar with that? Like from yoga? So it's like an ocean breath. You could even use it for meditation, but it's kind of like you're doing this like with your mouth open, but your lips are sealed. So it's a regular inhale. And then the exhale is like, I don't know if you can hear on my microphone, yeah. But some people describe it as like a Darth Vader breath. It's a lot more subtle than that, but that's kind of the not the vibe, but the way it sounds. So you might like start meditating on that breath. That particular breath also slightly constricts the throat, so the air comes out a lot slower. And when that happens, it stimulates your vagus nerve, which helps calm like your nervous system. So if you ever feel too like up in your head too much, that kind of breathing can help like draw you back to your center and slow your mind a little bit. So that's what she recommended for the throat. Do you have a meditation practice?
Not so much. It's more of like, as I wake up in the morning, I have to like pump myself up. So I'll lay in the bed and kind of just say, I'm going to conquer the day, that, you know, nothing can bring my energy down. And then I kind of do the same thing when I go in the bathroom and like brush my teeth, but like nothing really where I guess, like, I feel like I'm like sitting there in it. Okay. I daydream a lot. I don't know if that's,
I mean, it's something, meditation's definitely more conscious, like it's more focused than a daydream. When you're talking, I could see you not necessarily sitting in meditation, but painting and letting that be your, yeah, meditation. But if you were to take that approach, you would have to paint without any kind of like outcome or objective in mind. It would have to like mirror what meditation is, which is basically just a practice. So I can see like consciously breathing while you're painting and just letting things flow and letting that really like become your point of focus, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that kind of, I feel like that would be a lot more fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And man, it should be, you know.
Absolutely.
It's hard to like commit to something if it doesn't even have a little bit of fun in it. So I think we all just make it make sense for us.
And that's, yeah, the beauty of being individualized, right? Like we get to do whatever makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So far you guys like have really like been speaking to me. It's kind of crazy, scary, I know, but really fun to hear at the same time. Like, oh my gosh, I'm like touching my throat and I'm like, yeah, I feel a blockage. Just this morning, my husband said that he feels like I go through seasons, not just like the four seasons, but that like, I just like will get into something and when like it finishes out and then I move on to like the next thing, and that he doesn't feel like it's ever like a rotation. It's just like just passing. And yeah. And so I don't know if I need like that clearness that you guys are saying, the blockage or the sparks, like that, like what is my constant flow? And I guess I've never really like sat long enough to ask myself, what do I really want to do? Or if I do, then I'm thinking about a bazillion things that I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I think I do need to work on that.
Yeah, I think, you know, having a practice for yourself to just get clear is just something that's going to be a game changer for you. In the way that Lauren described, I think is spot on too for you, Ryan. And I'm actually going to like stop us real quick with the reading because I wanted to like cue you in on something about yourself. So I'm really big when I have coaching clients that they know what their human design is. And human design, Ryan, is simply like a blueprint for how you should live or how you can live. It's not like a black and white, like this is what you have to do to be like in alignment, but it's how you can live your life in alignment with the things that you choose. And there are different energy types, and I'm not going to go into all of them. We actually have an episode that highlights that, but you are a manifester with emotional authority. So you create just by being you. Like you, and what that means is, I'll break that down like a little bit, is you can do whatever it is you want to do. You don't need other people in order to manifest the things that you want. And you want to do multiple things. That is your type. That is how you were supposed to be. You were supposed to actually start things, get them going, and like maybe pass it off to somebody else and start the next thing. That is like the epitome of a manifester. You bring things in to start, right? How is that landing for you?
It lands really well. I have a lot of projects where I feel like I did what I could with it, and I would like to see it go on, but like, I don't feel like I'm like, it's not for me to do anymore. And so the whole like passing it along is something I should start thinking about a little bit more, instead of feeling like I'm killing something. Like, here, let me replant it with you.
Yes, absolutely. That is like what you're supposed to do. And having an emotional authority simply means to you, in order to gain clarity for yourself, you have to go through the feels. Essentially, you are going to always have this wave of emotions. Like, you're going to be high and you're going to be low with a something. You should not make any decisions when you're in a high or low. You should ride that wave. And when you come to a place of like stillness, I wouldn't necessarily say indifference, but just that middle ground, that's when you have the most clarity that you will ever have. But just know, as an emotional being, you will never be 100% sure of what you're doing. And that's just who you are. And that's okay. And you know what? You should be okay with that. It's more of like one of these things where it's like, I feel really good about this decision. And, you know, I don't feel super excited about it. I don't feel super low about it. I'm just going to say yes to it. And if it turns out to be the wrong thing, then it just turns out to be the wrong thing. And that is okay. That is your type. That is, and that's why, you know, I feel like being a manifester too, because you will bring in other things because you're supposed to. And like I said, I can go really deep into human design for you. I'm not going to. That's like the Cliff Notes version of it. And then the last thing I will say is your strategy. Your strategy is to inform people of what you're doing. And the reason why you do that is because it depends on like your aura type. Again, won't go into that. But because you kind of have like these different passions and these different things that you want to do, you should inform the people around you, so they're not like blindsided by, oh, she wants to do this now, she wants to do that now. Like, just simply inform people, and you will realize like it, you won't get so much resistance. Maybe if you were getting resistance, you're just kind of like letting them know what's going on. So how does that feel?
Good. You just made me like remember like a Christmas or something, and you know, people knowing what I last was doing and like gifts being about that, but I've like moved past that already. And so maybe I should tell people a little bit more. Yeah. About myself, and not think that they'll look at me as being flaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's how I feel. So I guess that's why I'm never sharing all the thoughts that I have and the things I want to do, because it seems so, so broad and expansive. And I don't know, maybe I don't want to bring in like people's reactions where I think it might be negative of like, well, like, did you finish this last thing, or how are you going to do it? It's like, I don't know, I'm just going to do it and then we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I know, I just a little human design nugget, but I hope that like, as we go through the rest of this reading, like that, like a lot gives you permission to like, be okay with having different passions and different things you want to do and bring about and start. Like, you are a starter. You were able to do it yourself, and that is okay. That is your type. Lauren, you want to go to the heart?
Sure. Yeah. And I'm so glad that you shared that, because it will, I think, make some of what is to come make sense, especially as we get to the lower chakras. So for heart, oh, this one was weird. Okay. I saw like a heart, like a plastic heart with a clock in it. And it was like tick, 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 tick. Now that I think about it, it's almost like Wizard of Oz, like what the wizard gives the Tin Man. And I'm like, what the heck is that? And it was like the tick of the clock was like the beat of your heart. And I got it's a Latin phrase, memento mori. It's like, remember death. And this is like such a weird thing. I want to tell you, this is not a prediction that you're dying anytime soon or anything like that. What it is this is a question for you. How would you open your heart if you knew that your time was limited, like time on earth?
I feel like I would just go out and do. I don't think I would focus on I'm about to go. I just be like, well, what do I have left to do kind of here? Mm-hmm. And so most of that would be like hanging with friends and family and just creating some experiences and memories.
Yeah, I think what your heart needs is to live in that way. That doesn't mean you need to live in your head that way, because, you know, that could cause some long-term problems. Like, well, I'm just going to spend all my money. Something like
my
that.
Last.
Exactly. But like, how open would your heart be if you knew like you only had a limited number of days left? I don't know why that's why it was what it was telling me to tell you.
Live my life, Ryan.
Yeah, like live it. And yeah, it's kind of like fuck it to what other people think, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely like inching toward that direction of just like fuck it.
Yeah, like I'm just gonna shine.
Happy. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna shine.
Doesn't hurt anybody, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you being a good human?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you loving what you're doing, you know? Right. Yeah. What about you, Rishita?
Yeah. So for me, I got this really clear vision of a lock around your heart, but it had the key in it. And I'm gonna come back to that. Because when I closed up your energy, like something happened. So I want to bring that visual. But for me, what that imagery is just reminding me of is if like, even like if you're holding back and your love for whatever reason, and that doesn't necessarily mean a person, it could be your passions, any compassion for yourself. If you're holding back any of that, like you have access to like change that. I think the image that I got was there is like a little blockage around your heart, but you are the key in unlocking that. And it's like something as simple as turning the key. Nothing major is around there. Nothing major. It's not a major block. You just have access to allowing that to open, you know, honestly.
Is it like me like unlocking and locking it? Like, do you feel like I could be like at least like letting myself be open to things, but then like closing myself back off, like, but I do have this control and that's what I'm doing, going back and forth with it?
Well, it was in when I saw it, it was in the closed locked position, and I just got that feeling of you opening. But it can be symbolizing that if that's what's coming through for you as well. Definitely listen to your intuition on what's coming through. That very well could be. Do you feel like you do that?
I think so. I know that with people, I can be like expressive, but then also holding back in the same, like, I don't know, the same sentence of like talking to them about something, but then stopping and then like wanting them to be the center of attention as far as like my questions and things and that. It's like share a little and then push the brakes,
close it down. So yeah. After you said that, and you know, I got this feeling of taking the lock off,
right?
Like maybe it's not so much you have like the power to like open and close, but maybe like it's this is the time for you to like unlock and take that lock off. Like, why do we even have a lock on your heart? Like, that's just creating some type of block there. So if you find yourself doing that, then like, as we're talking about, you really saying it is what you want to say, doing what it is you want to do, following your passions. Like, if you find yourself stopping for whatever reason, like, don't do that anymore. Like, that's not you being in alignment with yourself at all at this point. I think that's a really good insight to what I received.
Okay. Should we move down?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll move down to the solar plexus. What I saw was like a yellow flower, and it was bright and open, but there were like a few petals missing. So it was like there, yes, there's confidence there, but it's like what plucked those away? There might have been like situations in your life, maybe thoughts that have formed due to programming or whatever that tells you that you're like not quite enough. So maybe like you show confidently, but there are little areas that could be like mended. And what is plucked at your confidence or fire? And I don't know what that is, but I asked your inner goddess like what you can do to like to fortify that a little bit more. And one is like get out of your head and into your body. So it's kind of funny, the meditation isn't getting out of your head, it's paying attention to your head. but that gives it some space. And getting into your body is a good thing to do like before meditation, because it makes it a little bit easier. It gets some of the anxious energy out of the body. So this is a weird question, but do you ride a bike?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I just ride around on.
It was telling me to like really ride your bike and spend a lot of time outside, like connecting with nature, and that'll help like bring more confidence in. I'm not sure how exactly, but that's what your inner goddess said.
Yeah, I like that. That's basically why I have a bike. I just like going down random streets and just kind of viewing what's around. I never take the same path. So that could be very tantric for me.
Cool.
Yeah, I love that. Love that visual and practice. So what I got around your solar plexus, it was like almost a light, and it was shining like, you know, yellow, and then it like dimmed, and then it like lit back up, and then it like dimmed. And it was almost like this sense of like, you know, those lights maybe that if you gone to school, like it's always like flickering, but like it lasts forever. You're like, are you going out? Or are you not? Like, what's happening? Right. So I kind of feel like that's what's going on in your solar plexus area. This is like your area of power and your confidence. And like, there's something going on that's not allowing you to like fully shine through. And it's like, almost like you want to, but then you just have this like moment of like take back. So I really think Lauren's practice that she shared will be really good. And just to also like ponder, like, why do you feel like you can't really be in your power? Like, what about that is like maybe scary to you, or make you wanting to feel like small or like dim yourself? That's what I'm getting, like just the dimming. So maybe sit with that, especially like when you take up this meditation practice, maybe like think about that, and then, you know, allow your body to just create whatever that visual is going to be, whatever comes through. And that might like unlock some answers for you around that, because I'm just noticing a theme, like a lot of the things that we're talking about really is kind of like a little bit stemming from this like power solar plexus area. And like when you can like shine that bright, or allow that flower to rebloom with all the petals, like maybe these other channels will really open up for you, and you don't feel like you have to worry about what other people think so much. And you're going to allow yourself to really just like step into who you are, and like really say, fuck it. Like, not just say it to us, but like really live that way, because this is your life. And who cares what anyone else thinks, you know, other than their family? You want to be with them, right? Your husband and your son, but they too will like, you know, learn to this side of you. And because you're like stepping into like who you're truly supposed to be and how you're supposed to live, they're going to come along for the ride, and it's going to like enhance them in that way too. So Lauren, I didn't really get anything in the sacral area, so I'm going to let you go and then we can go into the root and close out.
Sure. So, Ryan, for your sacral, I saw like a chalice, which was kind of the symbol for like that area for the womb. And it was only like partially full. So I was asking how can you pour into that area? It's your area of like creativity and sensuality and joy. And the recommendation was interesting. So it said to take some time to pour into one project, which I know is like very different than what we have been talking about through this. It doesn't mean that this is the project you do forever. But this is what comes to mind for me. So my husband's also a manifester with an emotional authority, and he is so like this way, a million ideas all the time. I constantly have whiplash from him, like changing his mind. He's really found his thing, which is he's a restaurant owner. So he can do a lot of things and they're poured into this one restaurant, if that makes sense. So there's a container for like a lot of different kinds of expression. And he also he started everything and then he has like 30 employees. So they are the ones who he's not cooking every taco but he came up with the recipes and he jumps in sometimes. So I don't know what the equivalent is for you necessarily, but I can definitely see like maybe the comfort of having some sort of like container for your work. Again, it doesn't mean that you only do one thing. It just means that they all somehow connect together. And that might even be like a big project where you have a team eventually that you're passing things on to. I don't know. I think the sky's really the limit for you. But I think, I'm not a manifester, but I'm a multi-passionate person too. And for me, I feel most at ease, like in my nervous system and body when everything makes sense together, even like if they don't make sense to somebody outside of me, they need to like make sense to me. And it also asked you to reflect on what fills your cup with joy and contentment. So I'll ask you that.
I think with whatever I am doing that I can see like joy in other people from like whatever I'm creating for them or sharing with them, that like I need to know that there's a purpose and that it's making another person happy. And then that I feel like always brings me up.
Do you have a system for that?
Well, I guess this kind of goes into what you're just saying about having one project that has a lot of different things that I can like touch. And so for my husband and I, we have a company called Here Our VA where we're trying to get people to listen to more local music. So I really am passionate about that. Not that I'm a musician, but that I'm helping musicians with either my art or, you know, social media or going to concerts and covering that's been making me happy the past couple of years. And so I've kind of been building around that, like what is my outside money-making job that can help me sustain this passion project that I have.
That's really cool. Yeah, I will make a suggestion if you don't do this already. So with your you work with clients, I'm assuming?
Musicians.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Have some sort of system to receive testimonials from them so that you can share that like on your socials. Not only is it good for your business, but if you need that confirmation, testimonials are a really great way to receive that. I don't think people mean to do this, but it seems like a lot of people receive and they enjoy, and then they never like tell the creator or the service provider or whoever it might be how impactful it was. And I don't know why, maybe time just passes or they forget or they don't want to bother them. But if you were like, hey, would you mind filling out this form and letting people know about your experience with me? You're getting something in return. And, it's also like proof of your project for other people who might become involved in it. Not exactly sure why that came to mind, but it could be helpful. Should we go into the root? And I thank you for telling me about that project too. It sounds amazing. And that totally sounds like what I was envisioning as far as like some, like a container. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a container. And I'm the one bringing like all of these different ideas. It's my husband that has to be like, all right, let's focus on these three things for this month.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we can go into the root. So I didn't get too much information here either. I just was more so in the upper chakras, but your root, it kind of had what I got when I like really focused in on this area. So your roots, like your security, your stability, your finances, like your home, like, you know, even like ancestors or whatever. It almost felt like clay, like a hardened clay, like almost like a brick. And not so much the denseness of it was a bad thing necessarily, but it was what was around it. Like, you know how sometimes you see like older bricks and they're like crumbling at the edges a little bit. That's kind of like the feel that I got from your root. It's almost like, you know, you probably just need to have like a good practice, and I'm going to save a practice that came through for me to see if Lauren had a suggestion, but to almost like wash it off and like just like refortify this brick. That's really what I'm getting from that. It's almost like you have these edges that you just kind of like just need to shed, and like you'll just be whole. Like, not that you're like not whole, but it, you'll just feel more grounded in one, in your body and maybe in your space. So maybe if something has happened or you just feel a little unsteady, like really just, I'm feeling this need for you to like have this like ritual, like this cleansing ritual to like really like be more grounded in your body. Lauren?
Yeah. So I saw kind of like, I usually see like tree roots a lot of times. So yours are like very twisty and like searching for deep soil, but not quite finding it. And I got this visual of like that spiral I was talking about at the crown of your head, how like you'll be able to embody it, like you'll be able to hold it much better if you are feeling like stable and nourished and your roots are growing down into the ground. So what that brings to mind is like just making sure that you're nourishing yourself. Like, what are the different things that you can do to make sure you feel grounded in your body, that you feel safe? And that could be like meditation, riding a bike, and painting. Like those are three wonderful things you could do to feel that kind of safety. And it was also saying that you need to release scarcity. So I think part of like trying to grab on to all these ideas at once is almost like a fear that they're going to run out. So know that they, like, you're an open vessel. They're going to keep coming. So you get to choose like what lights you up the most, because they're not going to run out. They're going to just like keep flowing and flowing and flowing, which I think will put you in more of a power position when it comes to your creativity than like kind of being beholden to all these downloads that just keep coming through. I think that was most of it. Yeah. I was just saying like, this phrase is silly, but like almost like there's too many fish in the sea. It's like going through Tinder and seeing a million dates or whatever. It's hard to pick one. So when you have all these ideas, like it can be so overwhelming when you have so many choices. So that can be paralyzing, but yeah, that self-nourishment, there's like really rooting into whatever helps you feel stable and nourished, and also letting go of that feeling of scarcity. I think those will all like really help empower you to be really in touch with what's meant to come through your particular vessel. And that's what I got for the root. I did get like some final messaging, but Rashida, you said you had a practice. Oh, you had the practice come through of like cleansing.
Yeah. A cleansing like ritual. Mm-hmm. Okay. And yeah, before your final messaging, Lauren, I can just tell you, Ryan, when I was thinking your guides and, you know, and your energy and all the things, your grandmother, the grandmother figure got up, your grandmother guide got up. And she came up to you with her cane and she like tapped your heart and then like tapped your head. And just maybe just like sit with that. I didn't really like get any message. It was like something that I was just meant to share with you, not necessarily understand myself. So I don't know if it's one of those things, like maybe once you unlock that, you know, lock from around your heart and like really like step into that version of yourself, like everything else will just like come into place and flow into place. But I thought that was really cool. So yeah, Lauren, what were your last things?
Yeah, I asked your inner goddess for any final messages, and I guess I'll read it from her perspective. She says, "We are powerfully connected to source. We have infinite facets and reflect to others their beauty and power. Call me in and embody me, and you'll realize your own power and beauty. This strengthens our work. Do this and follow my voice." So it's really like hearing your highest self and following it no matter what.
Yeah, deaden the sound that's around me so I can hear that voice a little bit.
Yeah. And you'll hear it. So a lot of people aren't sure what's intuition and what's like anxiety and fear. And intuition is very like calm. It's mm-hmm. quieter.
Softer.
Yeah. Fear has a
rushed feel or
rushed,
like
a, yeah, anxious. It's mm-hmm. it's like makes your body tense. Intuition, even if it's something like that's not entirely pleasant, doesn't feel that way. It just feels a lot more, it's like the wisest version of you is speaking to yourself.
I like that.
Yeah. That's what I got.
Yeah. So how are you feeling, Ryan? What's going through your mind?
No, I looks like I have some homework. But no, I feel, yeah, I'm going to use the word calm right now of just understanding a little bit, with what you guys were talking about with my different chakras. I had to agree on like every one, that, you know, there is a lot of confidence building that I need to do. There is, I guess, with that confidence of just trusting myself and not expecting the worst. When you guys are talking about my root, right now, it is shaky for me with something I thought was very solid. Majority of it's still solid, but like it does feel a little crumbly right now. And I can feel myself kind of like retreating a bit more, where in the past year or 2 years, I've felt myself like shedding a lot of things. I feel like now I'm starting to close things up because of what's happening in my personal life.
Yeah. Well, I really think these practices will kind of ground you a little bit. And maybe like cast some more light on you and the work that I know that you're wanting for yourself and the type of life that you're trying to create for yourself. And I know you just shared like what you thought, but if you had like one major takeaway from this, what would it be?
I think in the beginning of, when you're saying, Lauren, about me being this like shifting, like Mercury, I forgot the word that you said.
Mercurial.
Mercurial. Yeah. That I really like attached to that. And, you know, just quick life story of being like a military brat and moving around and constantly having a new environment and how do I make friends? And, you know, so I learned to kind of reflect what my environment was, but also kind of absorb it. And I guess the terms like mirroring, like when you're mirroring other people, they automatically like feel the joy, and you understand me. And so I think that's always been like a part of me. So it was nice, I guess, kind of seeing that like the goddess was coming through.
That's really cool. I want to tell you too about this reading today. We are not pointing anything out that is wrong with you or even that you really need to do. It's more about like embracing who you are already. Mm-hmm. And that's going to bring in the confidence. There's just like, not that we have to give you permission, but maybe just consider it like permission to just fully be yourself unapologetically, because what you are is beautiful. Like that you're channeling your highest self, by by your work and by who you are. And like, I could tell just when we first came on, like you glow and you have this like joy about you. And I think the more you're in that, the more you're going to see the world around you the way you want to see it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Share myself a bit more.
Yeah. Let it shine, baby.
Yeah, this has been very enlightening, and yeah, I love what you both are doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm so glad you found it helpful. I think, you know, I think oftentimes we know these things about ourselves, but to have the confirmation from people outside of us, it's such a healing and beautiful thing. And Rashida, I loved hearing what you saw today and the way you deliver your messages too.
Thank you, Lauren. I am so glad I got to witness you communing with the inner goddess. I think that's just pretty awesome and really special. And so glad Ryan got to experience that as well. Yeah. Ryan, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. And I would just love for us to take maybe like 7 deep breaths to close this out. Really think about the chakras as we take our breath, and we'll ground us in. How does that sound?
Great.
That's good. Okay. All right. In through your nose. Go ahead and sigh that out. In through your nose. Sigh that out. In through your nose. Sigh that out. Breathing in through your nose, seeing the color green. Releasing it out. Breathing in, holding that yellow color. Sigh that out. Breathing in, orange. Sigh that out. Breathing in, red. And sigh that out. Bringing your breath back to normal. When you're ready, just open your eyes. Thank you so much, Ryan, Lauren. It's been fun and amazing. I appreciate you both and can't wait to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, besties.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.